Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, I just spent the last hour basically ranting about why I'm so upset and why it's hard for me to even cover regular news. So what? I mean, it's important because it just shows how criminal they are. But of course, all of Obama's supporters and big campaign people are criminals in Chicago. Of course, he's buying votes with jobs. Of course, it's all illegal. I mean, Mayor Daley's the son of one of the most famous mob bosses in history. And he'll get your guns. He owns you. He'll arrest 84-year-old veterans who defend themselves in their homes. You're not going to own a gun in Chicago. But, I mean, what does that matter next to every major GMO crop that's been tested, even in the company's own studies? Potatoes, corn, soybeans, it doesn't matter, has had the added engineered property of sterilizing you. We got the studies that it creates low birth weights, low fertility in the first generation of humans. Now we're getting the second generation in. It's even worse. Same thing with the hamsters. Until 90%+ are born dead, and of the 10% that live, they're retarded with hair growing in their mouths, and they're sterile. End of the species. Over. And the globalists, of course, have all the cures for this for themselves. Yeah, if you just tuned in, you heard me right, okay? Get up off your butts. The movies don't matter. Acting cool. All you women out there, totally obsessed with if you're a few pounds overweight or you're getting old. Hey, stop caring about yourself. Start caring about the species and children and the future of humanity. You're all empty and unhappy because you haven't found the truth. You're all empty and unhappy because you're not struggling for the species. The species has always struggled. And now, right on the edge of what the elite believes is immortality, and potentially we're on the verge of something similar to that, at least a massively extended life and high technology and true enlightenment and many of the mysteries of the universe being solved. And you know, the Bible says that God has things planned for us that the ear has not heard, the eye has not seen, the mind has not imagined. We're on the edge of this, and these people are robbing it all from us and taking over our complete human development. I can't even get you to care. I've got too much evidence. I've got too much proof. I just wallow in it. I just research quietly when I'm not on air. And then I get on air and I'm like, my God, I just want to warn people. It's like I'm in a slaughter pen trying to warn a bunch of cows. You have no idea you're about to be fed into a meat grinder, that you're being murdered slowly right now with soft kill, stealth kill. It's absolute fact. Don't you understand? All of you that serve this system. I talk to doctors, I talk to executives, I talk to people that are mid-level power structure, high-level power structure, and they all know about this. And they go, yeah, the elite have made the decision, but what are you going to do? A lot of them say you might as well try to somehow join it so that protects your family. There's no joining this. You don't join with this. You notice it's deployed against everyone. It's designed, the top globalists, the top acolytes of this, the top professors that get invited to hang out with Prince Philip and Ted Turner, Peter Singer and Dr. Pianca and others, they all run around talking about how wonderful it will be to finally kill the last human, how we're a disease, how it would be a great glory to be the last human alive and to pull the switch on themselves. I mean, do you have any idea the level of evil you're facing? The dark shadow, the spirit out of hell that has inhabited these people? I mean, what else do you call it? You don't reason with these people. You don't join with it. Oh, because you want to just go home and have sex with your wife or your mistress or do some drugs or be worshipped at some party or be cool? You're not in love with humanity and the species and the future. You don't have any instinct to fight back. You just care about your personal nihilistic fun right now. You are trash. And I pray to God that your seed doesn't go to the distant star systems and that people that love humanity and have God's spirit in them do. We must stop you. We must stop you.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
No doubt an ultra-massive news blitz is coming up in about T-minus 5 minutes, but I wanted to start this segment with a video that's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. You can also get it at Senator DeMint's. Jim DeMint's senatorial website. Over 90% of bills pass secretly with no debate and no vote. Now, this is something we've hammered on. Ron Paul's introduced bills in the House. DeMint's tried to introduce them in the Senate. What does this say? It speaks to the lawlessness. It speaks to the corruption. It speaks to the fact that he talks about how we're $14 trillion in debt. That's kind of like you have a $200,000 house and a $2,000 mortgage bill is due this month, but you owe $400,000. On a $200,000 house, on average, you'll pay $400,000. So you owe $2,000 this month. That's what's due, but you really owe $400,000. So, and this is how it configures. The $14 trillion is the $2,000 versus the $2,000 to $400,000. You understand? The commitment is out in the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of trillions. Globally, $1.5 quadrillion, according to economists that I put stock and faith in, like Tarpley. All the economists agree it's at least over $500 trillion. Tarpley says $1.5 trillion, and that was a year ago, so I'm sure it's more now. So, let me explain that. They want a government to bankrupt you. They want a government to get everybody in debt. It's all made up to the bankers. That's how they get the planet. So when he talks about $14 trillion, more than the entire GDP in a year, that is only what's due now. Now. That's what's due now. Not the commitments, not the expenditures. And it's similar to owing $2,000 on your $200,000 home, but when you're done paying the house off in 20 years, it'll be $400,000. You understand? That's what we're talking about here. That's our share of the $1.5 quadrillion and growing. Now, you have to understand, ladies and gentlemen, they've got legislation introduced. Well, they already did it with the Enemy Combatant Act. It says they can grab a citizen of their rights, but that's executive. That's just a made-up thing the White House has declared. But they're doing it. This is legislation to grab you and put a bag over your head and you disappear. You understand? The maximum tyranny. And they've got legislation to take over talk radio and free speech. They've got legislation to take everything. Folks, they are robbing you blind. The average congressman, the average House member goes into the House already being a multimillionaire. They end up being billionaires, many of them. Look at Al Gore. Goes in, he leaves as a vice president with $1 million. Some estimates have him at $1 billion worth now. Tipper's cashing in at the right time. It's the payoff, folks. They're in there criminally robbing everything. Okay? It's over. They've already bankrupted us 1,000 times over. And I mean, when I say 1,000, that's conservative. That's not a figure of speech. Okay? They have sucked the blood out of us till we are ash on the ground. There's not even a skeleton left. Okay? Then they use our ashes for kitty litter. They are wallowing on our corpse. Okay? The government is a totally lying criminal enterprise. I mean, it's been admitted for 2 months that they hire and let go upwards of 500,000. Some reports, they say it's 1 million census workers every month to claim its new jobs. And even with those fake jobs, they're losing jobs. And I've got articles about all the fake job reports. I mean, it's just all lies, ladies and gentlemen. Of course it's lies. They're poisoning our water supply, and every GMO crop sterilizes every mammal species is fed to. Of course they're going to lie and steal everything. They're poisoning your butt. They think the world belongs to them, and they don't want you on it. You're seen as cockroaches in their pantry. You got that? Oh, my gosh. Because last hour I read the major news study on 3 generations of guinea pigs fed GMO soy, completely sterilized and mentally retarded with hair growing out of their mouth. Go look at the photos on my website. Just mutated zombies. And then we have all the studies with links to it where humans, one generation eating GMO, same thing's already happening. You like that? You think that's cute? You think that's fun? You think it's... Folks, the government has declassified tens of thousands of times that they would take children and radiate them to death, foster children in our government, where they would give pregnant wives of GIs uranium, plutonium pills just to see what type of miscarriage they'd have. Or where they'd march troops into a chamber, our own troops, and nerve gas them. Oh, the government wouldn't carry out 9/11. Grow up. Grow up. They use this fake patriotism to gut the country. Okay, you better grow up. I'm risking my life to do this. Let me tell you, I'm not scared one bit about them killing me. I could care less. I'm not scared one bit to give you this information. That's a normal human instinct. When your entire species is threatened, your entire tribe is threatened, for a man to care less about what happens to him to fight you. You've had your instincts stripped and your humanity sucked out of you if you've got any fear of these people. My only fear is not doing a good job and not fighting them hard enough and not motivating enough people to defeat this scum. Bunch of control freaks. Bunch of chicken neck. You go to these globalist conferences that are public with all the scientists and all the talking about exterminating us. Bunch of chicken neck control freaks on a power trip. All right, I said I got a bunch of news and I got to cover because all these guests are coming up. Let's play Senator DeMint talking about how 90%+ of the bills aren't even looked at. You understand? That's a lawless, criminal, out-of-control government. But don't worry. Some car cleaning place doesn't pay a 4 cents tax bill. Armed IRS shows up to threaten them because they're all busy, by law, only focusing on little people, not on the big boys stealing everything. They'll bust an occasional Hollywood person knowing it's high profile. It's just lawless, total criminals. Got it? Here it is.
And I appreciate him willing to put some solutions forth here. But I think it's really important that we talk about the bigger picture when we talk about secret holes. And I do want to make it clear, I'm not interested in holding anything in secret. As a matter of fact, whenever we do, as part of steering or personally, we let the cloakroom know, they can tell anyone they want that we're holding a bill. So I'm not trying to preserve any kind of aspect of a secret hole, but I think it is important that America know what we're talking about here. At this point in the Senate, 94% of all the bills are passed unanimous consent. 94%. So this is hardly a lack of productivity. And what this means is 94% of the bills that pass the Senate have no debate, no vote, no amendments, no reading of the bill, no online disclosure, and very often no score from the Congressional Budget Office. When I first took over the steering committee, one of the things I learned real quickly is that whenever we're having a break, if we're going for a week like we are this week, on my way to the airport, I would get a call from staff telling me there were dozens of requests to pass bills, unanimous consent, because they knew we were all going out of town. And a lot of them had some pretty big price tags on them. Folks, you don't get $13 trillion in debt when you're doing things right. And part of the problem is that 94% of the bills that pass the Senate pass in secret. The problem is not secret holes, it's a secret passing of bills, when very often we don't even know who's requesting bills. And if we didn't have staff available at night when they run their so-called hotlines, which means the phone in your office rings, they ask if you will agree to pass a bill. You haven't read it. You don't know what it's cost. But if you don't agree to pass it by unanimous consent, you are holding the bill. If you ask to read it for the next day or two, it's very likely that some association is getting emails from either the Republican or the Democrat side that Senator Mint is holding this desperately needed piece of legislation, who nobody else has read. I'd be glad to work with my colleagues on dealing with this issue if they believe secret holes are a problem. But I frankly think passing 94% of the bills without anybody even reading them or knowing they're getting passed is not a good way to do business. I think it's fair to have some system where, first of all, you cannot secretly ask for a bill to be passed unanimous consent. And that's what goes on here today. And we should look at the Coburn-McCaskill Amendment, where if you want something passed unanimous consent in the dark of night, that you have to put it on the Internet for at least 3 days with a cost from the Congressional Budget Office so we know what we're getting into.
Okay. You can watch the whole video. That's only part of it up at Infowars.com. But even that's a whitewash. He should be saying this is criminal treason. They should be passing laws against this. This is completely illegal. By the way, all your state legislatures do it. 2 years ago, I played a local news clip where it showed state senators and state house members in Texas voting for each other and voting multiple times. And they just admitted it was illegal, and the Congress people in the legislature just laughed. That's done now. It's just a lawless folks. They just passed $2.6 billion in taxes in Austin in the next 3 years. That's more than all the taxes combined, paying it to offshore banks as a carbon tax. I have been to the farmers and ranchers' houses that the city of Austin took in southwest Austin 12 years ago, and then they turned around and took the restrictions off and built on it. And the very city council people now are bankers that own it. I mean, it's just total mafia evil everywhere. Do you understand that? And it's going to get worse. Of course they've built FEMA camps. Of course they're militarizing police. Of course they're in the Fort Worth Star-Telegram with the police chief injecting roids. You know, telling people they all need to take steroids so they're all a bunch of roid-raging maniacs running around feeding on us. I mean, this is a totally psycho demon government, and they've just got us all comfortable to accepting it, and our neighbor gets hauled off for no reason, and we just accept it. We're a bunch of trained, fodder to be fed on, not me.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters, thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now. Get out of debt and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 800-822-1291. That's 800-822-1291. 800-822-1291.
Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their Home Sale Maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at InfoWars.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com. Check them out today.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
What I'll do is I'm going to expand the news coverage. Covered a ton of it coming up, and Bob Chapman's on with us in the next hour. Then Jim Tucker's popping in from Bilderberg 2010, and then Nigel Farage, member of the UK Independence Party, whose plane mysteriously crashed on the day of the election. He narrowly lost. He is a member of the European Union Parliament. Talk about all the things that are happening with Bilderberg 2010. Here is the Bilderberg News ahead of Charlie Skelton of the London Guardian joining us in the next segment. Eugenicist Bill Gates to attend 2010 Bilderberg Conference. Eugenicist means he wants you bye-bye. He says publicly he wants to have a worldwide forced inoculation program to reduce population by at least half. People said, well, how do vaccines reduce our population? Take them and you'll find out. Eat those GMO foods, too. I got all the studies here. How come you're not going to get grandchildren? Well, because it only takes two generations with these till you're totally sterile. Well, two generations almost completely sterile, three generations deformed, retarded, sterile. Microsoft founder who bankrolls sterilization vaccine programs to give speech on global warming agenda and the needs of the poorest. Yes, he has special injections for them. And it goes on, Microsoft founder Bill Gates will join fellow elitists for the first time at the 2010 Bilderberg Conference, currently taking place in Sitges, Spain, after he apparently attempted to pull a bait and switch by pretending to attend another event before being forced to admit to journalists that he will give a speech at the globalist confab. Of course, last year, at the same time they were meeting in Greece, he was meeting, and the headline was, World Elite Meet to Discuss Overpopulation in New York at Rockefeller University. Gates let slip that he would make his debut at the Bilderberg after being asked by a journalist from 20 Momentos, a free Spanish newspaper which is published daily in numerous Spanish cities as well as others around the world. According to the report, Gates told reporters, I'm one of those who will be present, adding that he will take part in the debate with fellow globalists on the subjects of energy and the needs of the poorest. He has a vaccine program for them. They won't have any problem being hungry anymore. There's no hunger for the dead. As well as climate change, renewable energy, and economic crisis. But see, he's smart and intelligent. His dad's the former head of Planned Parenthood. He cares about you. Indicating that he will also give a speech to the Bilderberg elitist, Gates said, I hope not to bore. It appears as though Gates initially tried to throw reporters off the scent by claiming he was in Barcelona to attend a global health insurance conference, which was then mysteriously canceled. The translation of the Spanish report can be read here. Gates' presence of the elite confab was also confirmed by the German news agency DPA. The Spanish report also confirms that Spain's prime minister will attend the conference this afternoon. And it goes on, Rumsfeld will be scurrying around and others. Okay, so let's go ahead and go to another big article. I had Charlie Skelton on the day they kicked everybody out, Wednesday. It officially starts Thursday, and I've been in a hotel when they shut it down and run you out. When the president of Spain arrived, they played the national anthem for him when he went in, and then they were banging on the door saying, get out of here. He said he had big news coming out in The Guardian. He wouldn't tell me what it was, so I don't really even know the point of having Mr. Skelton on, though he's a great guy. I like him. He spilt his guts last year about what's happening. He said, well, I got to file it in The Guardian first. Well, I then read The Guardian yesterday, last night. I hadn't read his article during the day, though we'd actually linked to it. The big news was about yours truly. He was Bilderberg Group servants, security, were talking about me and how scary I was. And I guess I am scary to them. I mean, I know they're criminals. I actually read their own documents. I follow what they're doing. I'm here exposing them. And boy, I wish Skelton would have told me. He said, oh, there is some other big news I heard inside, but you'll have to read The Guardian to know about it. So maybe he'll tell me he got arrested last year. That was all over the news, trying to sneak around and infiltrate. But his wife's a witness to all this. He took his wife along with him this year, so he's coming up. But very frightening. I'm frightening them. Ooh. And they said that it's a threat that the welfare state, and see, they see it as allowing you to have a job or money or any property as a welfare state. They see it as they own the planet. People got confused by that. You know, how are journalists being able to travel to Bilderberg, the welfare state? Well, they say they want a post-industrial world where you're not allowed to leave your town without special papers. This has been announced by the UN. This is sustainability for the Earth, of course. Bilderberg see people with incomes as threat to their agenda is the prisonplanet.com headline. The article out of The Guardian is Bilderberg 2010, the security lockdown begins. So this happened Wednesday. He got it out Thursday. The problem with newspapers, they're not instant time. And we learn in the article that I'm literally like Freddy Krueger or something to these people. They're standing around talking about, you know, but see, that's the truth. They're a bunch of little men behind the curtain, like the Wizard of Oz, and we're the equivalent of 800-foot giants.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Most people know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Yes, they're there drinking their finest champagne and gobbling caviar, having a big eugenics summit, dealing with world forced inoculations, cutting off power supplies, stopping mobility. We're going to be talking with Charlie Skelton of the London Guardian. He's also written for the Evening Standard, done reports for BBC One. The list goes on and on. And just now, after he's filed his London Guardian report, he can now spill his guts about what he has witnessed. And he told me he is going to spill his guts, but even more will be in the new report he's filing today and another tomorrow, and then, of course, some next week after the World Government Conference elapses Sunday morning. But before I go any further, I want to thank one of our sponsors, ecolablue.com, the atmospheric water generator in high demand, folks. They sell out quite often, so get your order in. It grabs water out of the atmosphere, the purest, cleanest water you can get. EcolaBlue, ecolablue.com, ecolablue.com, or 800-691-6043. They have a special running from Thursday, June 3rd, until Sunday, June 6th. They'll have operators there, 12 months of filters with all EcolaBlue units. That's a multi-hundred-dollar value discount. So tell them Alex sent you when you put in the product code at ecolablue.com or 800-691-6043, 800-691-6043, ecolablue.com. And lastly, we're not funded by the Ford Foundation or the media or the government. We are funded and supported by you, the listeners of this radio/TV transmission. And you can see all of my films in super high quality at prisonplanet.tv, 15 cents a day. You can download other films we've been authorized to post there, like Camp FEMA, that is going up Monday. We've been a little bit behind posting that. We posted, of course, Don't Tread on Me 2 weeks ago, The Police State for the Rise of FEMA, Invisible Empire, No Order Defined, and the live simulcast of the radio show, a higher bitrate podcast. But more than that, your $5.95 a month funds so much of what we do here. So I want to thank all of the PrisonPlanet.tv members who have been members over the years, 6+ years up and running. We're adding a lot of new features, as you've noticed, to the sites and making it even more easy to navigate. There's just so much media there. I don't know if we've even updated those subsections that have old media in them. You've got to actually log in to see all the new stuff. PrisonPlanet.tv. You can also go to Infowars.com, the secure online video bookstore, and order films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. I travel to Bilderberg. I confront them. I get in their face. I bullhorn them. And you're about to hear about their fear 4 years later concerning this from a Guardian reporter. We show their own documents, their own statements about a planetary regime to cut off resources so they can control us. Poverty is the greatest control tool. This film is the most essential of my 20-plus documentaries, available at Infowars.com. You can also get Invisible Empire. That's a kind of an updated version of this with the overall world government program. That's one of our newest films. Again, all available at Infowars.com. You can also write to us, P.O. Box 19549. That's P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. And get the DVDs and films that way. And we've got combos where some of the films are as low as $5 a piece, like Loose Change Final Cut. In fact, you can get it for $5 by itself. And again, I want to thank you. We couldn't pay for the servers, the webmasters, the camera people, the engineers, the plane tickets, all of it without you. We've done something really special here, and I want to commend you and thank you and all of our sponsors that have also made it possible. So be sure and continue to support if you want to see this work continue and expand. Okay, shifting gears back into Charlie Skelton. Here are the headlines. We've got one by Paul Joseph Watson today. This is being reported by the major French news at a press conference. He snuck into Spain, got caught there, and now admits that eugenicist Bill Gates to attend 2010 Bilderberg conference. But the really big news, because it shows how scared they are internally, and it shows this mirrors what Zbigniew Brzezinski said 3 weeks ago in Canada when he said, for the first time, the whole world is awake to world government and not just our puppet politicians, but the actual power structure. We're in trouble. People said, well, he's playing possum. No, he's not playing possum. And so Bilderberg see people with income as threat to their agenda. This was filed in part two of his London Guardian report, Bilderberg 2010, the security lockdown, Charlie Skelton. And he joins us. He can now tell us the day he was kicked out Wednesday before it started, always key intel, what security people did to him and his wife, what he overheard them saying, and then he can tell us what happened yesterday and today. Charlie Skelton, thank you for joining us, sir.
Hello, lovely to be back.
Good to have you. So you've got the floor. You can now, since you filed your reports, tell us, because, you know, it's good to give them the scoop first. They paid to send you there. You work for them. Tell us the incredible, what you witnessed inside, sneaking about, spying on them, and before they kicked you out, and then what's happened since then.
Yeah, well, first of all, to talk about what you mentioned, we sat ourselves at dinner next. This is a couple of days before the, in fact, the night before lockdown. So whatever night that would have been, Tuesday night. We sat next to some of the conference organizers, because what people have to remember is that this is, apart from anything else, it's a big conference. So there's a large team of extremely well-oiled conference organizers who run the whole show every year, at least the core team members do. And they were having their dinner. And so we sat ourselves down nice and innocently next to their table, and we just sat and pretended to have a conversation all night whilst listening. So we did a little bit of earwigging. And one of the things that we heard that was most astonishing was the discussion that took place about you and about your presence at Bilderberg with your bullhorn. And they started saying, you know, they said, you've seen the videos from that year. This is a quote. You've seen the videos from that year. They were very close to the hotel. And the person looked in absolute terror and said, but did they ever try to attack? And the person looked back equally fearful and said, no, no, but it was scary. It was very scary. There was a demonstration at the walls. And, you know, did they ever try to attack? And they were asking this absolutely seriously. And they were having this discussion. And, you know, I'm here now with looking, I'm here with people, and the people who are standing here at the roundabout, much as you did before. And, you know, they're saying that, they're saying their slogans and they're holding their banners, and there's an awful lot of, there's a little bit of anger towards the people up the hill, but generally speaking, there's a lot of love towards humanity, and there's a lot of concern and anxiety. And what there isn't is there's no great attack going on. The only attack is that there's an attack upon the ideas that are being talked about upstairs. The only attack is upon their strategies. And but they, honestly, these people were sitting there and they had fear in their eyes, and it was quite extraordinary. So, you know, I don't quite, they've completely misunderstood at one level. I suppose in one level they've got it right, but they've completely misunderstood what kind of people are outside. You know, they have demonized the concerned, interested citizen who is standing out here, who has traveled to whatever part of the world Bilderberg happens to be in and is holding their flag and is chanting their chant. And they see these people as the enemy. And what they don't understand is that these people who are standing out here chanting, they are the true friends of humanity.
Well, that's the point you make in your well-written article. And I want to remind listeners, we contacted you last year, hearing that The Guardian was going to send a reporter, and there was a big announcement, and the paper was promoting it. We contacted you, and you're like, oh, I, you know, kind of thought it was a joke.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, they were sending a reporter who they thought would really, you know, be balanced because you thought it was a joke. And then once you got there and they harassed you and arrested you, you know, and now you've had this conversion of realizing, but you have some quotes here in your article. He says, why attending Bilderberg has to remain such a mystery remains a mystery. The blackened windows, the limousines, the desperate camera dodging of the delegates. The paranoia was riding high amongst the conference organizers. A pair of them talked about 2006 Bilderberg conference in Ottawa, where the radio host Alex Jones led the protest with his megaphone. They were very close to the hotel. You're quoted as them saying, said one. Another looked shocked and said, did they ever try to attack? A shake of the head, and the answer, no, but it was very scary. A third leaned in. This is the negative side of the welfare state. People have enough income so they can do this. It's like a permanent threat. And see, from what I've read by the phony environmentalist and the globalist, they want to shut the economy down, only allow authorized, permitted travel for government-approved reasons. They want a local environmental boss that controls every facet of your life. It has nothing to do with environment. It's prison. And they say they want a post-industrial world to control us so that we literally only live and work in one town and maybe get to travel once in our lives. This is the policy. So what you heard was a major window into the mindset, and they see us as the enemy because they have a predatory view on us, and so they subconsciously expect us to hate them and dislike them. And finishing up your eloquent writing here, you went on to make the point that no, this is humanity upset about being slaves, upset about being looted, upset about their elected leaders meeting in secret with the big owners. In fact, you said, what threat? The people concerned about this unfairness of the world should drape a banner over a police cordon, that they should shout their anger at the madness of asset-grabbing transnational corporations whose chairmen are sipping beers with our elected officials. It's like a permanent threat. Don't make me spit. And then it talks about them basically harassing you and your wife. Please continue.
Yeah, I mean, let's be clear about who was saying this. The person that was, this conversation is being had by kind of people on the inner core of the Bilderberg conference organization. So they're the kind of, they're the Bilderberg group people. They're the sort of people in charge of Bilderberg. They're not the people at Bilderberg who are the participants, but, you know, they're very close to the ideology of Bilderberg.
This is top minions, top minions.
Yeah, top minions, yeah. And, you can actually identify which level the minions are at by their lanyard colors. Someone's pointed out that the delegates have got white lanyards, and the I think that the aides have got yellow lanyards, and the security's red, and et cetera, et cetera. And I think the sort of logistic conference organizers have got green lanyards. So it's a very well-run event, and it's a very big event. And my God, the people are starting to talk about the cost of this. And a very interesting quote came out today, which is that it's simply to have, you know, there's all kinds of different police here. You know, there's secret police, there's state police, there's riot police, there's also local police, there's the Mossos de Squadra, which is the local Catalonian police, I think. And a quote has come out today that just to have them, I mean, they're just the very lowest, you know, of the police forces around, just to have them is 150,000 euros per day. So the big question is, you know, who's picking up that tab? Is it the Spanish taxpayer? And if so, that's a disgrace. And if the Bilderberg conference is reimbursing the Spanish taxpayer, then basically they're using the local police as a private army. So either way, it's grotesquely unethical.
And again, up until the last few years, almost no mainstream media coverage, or zero, going back a decade and before. So they are not happy. What do you make of the TV and radio, as well as multiple newspapers in Germany and Spain, reporting that Bill Gates flew into a fake conference? When the media showed up, it wasn't real, and he admitted, I'm really here for Bilderberg. I mean, they even put on a fake medical conference just for him to have a cover. This is incredible.
That is quite extraordinary. And, you know, it's not just incredible. It's absolutely pathetic. I mean, that really is sad, isn't it? I mean, I find this whole, you know, zooming up the hill behind tinted windows and swooping into the underground garage and distractions. And do you remember when President Obama shook off his, shook off the whole, he wasn't president then.
But he was candidate Obama.
Obama. Yeah, and he shook off the whole press corps, and Axelrod is standing on the plane going, I'm sorry, he's got to go attend some meetings, and the press are going,
but we were there. The Secret Service drove in with three black vehicles, and they had submachine guns and pointed them at us. And we have just a blur of the video, but we paused it. It's online. You can see the submachine gun, and those guys are just like out of a movie, just red, because, you know, Hillary and him, and they're just candidates, yeah. And I'm out there going, the real elite are in there, and then here comes the two presidential candidates, and then we announced he was there, that it had gone to Hillary from Tucker sources, and boom, Hillary stood down. Again, they're picking our president, and yeah. I, as a citizen, get a machine gun pointed at me, but that's not scary. My bullhorn is scary.
And they're scared. Yeah, no, they're scared, and, you know, they should be scared, because you look at the difference between Greece last year and Spain this year, and the big difference. It, you know, physically, it looks very similar. It's exactly the same kind of setup. It's a high-security hotel up a hill, you know, and police, Mediterranean police surrounding it in vast numbers, and there's been confirmed that there's military divers off the coast in a boat. You know, the whole thing is very much like last year, you know, when the Greek Navy intercepted a couple of, you know, bloggers and photographers. And but what's different is that the media are starting to talk about it. And, you know, Alex, you've done an amazing job, because I think people are starting to hear, and you've been shouting on that bullhorn for quite long enough. But, you know, you look at the effect now, and in today, apparently there's a page in today's independent newspaper, that's British broadsheet national paper, you know, the I think The Guardian are actually picking up another piece and putting it in the newspaper, about just a more of a newsy kind of piece. And, you know, I was on Radio 4 talking, which is a major news, a current affairs radio program called Today.
No, it's worldwide. I mean, I can get it on my XM radio.
Yeah, and so this is that's what you're seeing there. And there's Spanish newspapers, and apparently the only Spanish newspaper that hasn't really reported on it is the one owned by one of the guys up the hill. But, you know, it's very, very different. There are more people here, and there are camera crews, and there are photographers, and there are news reporters, and there are documentary makers, and it feels totally different, and it really feels like a breakthrough.
So the tide is turning against them, exactly as Zbigniew Brzezinski said 3 weeks ago. Other intel when you were inside and talking to other reporters.
Actually, before I go there, can I tell you about something else about the turning of the tide?
Sure.
Which is that, now this is, I've just literally been told it. Apparently there's going to be some footage coming up on YouTube somewhere, but the people who've been chanting their chant in Spanish on the roundabout here, they've been chanting to the police, they've been saying, yeah, you have a heart behind your badge, you have a brain under your hat. After the football, they've been chanting. After the football, we're the ones you'll be having a beer with. We're the ones you should be protecting. And they kept saying this. You have a heart behind your badge. And apparently, I've been told, one of the policemen took off his hat, turned to his colleagues and said, I'm sorry, I can't do this anymore, and walked across the street and joined the protesters. Now, apparently there's footage of that. But if that's the case, that right there is the power of, you know, I sound like an idiot, but that's the power of truth and that's the power of information.
We just played the video from YouTube of when they had the machine guns pointed out the windows at us. You can pause that later if you're watching this on the web and see it. But that's just from video. We have video stills online that are even crisper. And then they had Marines driving around with clown masks on, following us and harassing us. Again, it's all psychological because we dare go and say, we don't want our president picked in secret. And the Marines are like, this is illegal. A citizen's... Yeah, that's a good still right there. We can see him lifting the machine gun up. But there's another shot where it's pointed out. Mr. Skelton, stay with us for another five minutes in this segment and then five more. 5 minutes into the next hour. Then we got Jim Tucker coming up later, Bob Chapman, and a lot more. I want to talk about more of what you saw inside the hotel as they threw you out and what other reporters are telling you, what intel they're getting. But that's really exciting news. Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
I hear the train coming, it's rolling around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine. I don't know when I'm stuck in.
Well, Charlie Skelton writes for major newspapers, including The Guardian. He's on assignment there outside Barcelona in this resort area at this luxury hotel outside of it. And he's got some major breaking news for us, confirming what he heard the highest level Bilderberg staff of the club itself at dinner. And I wish you'd had a micro recorder, man, that'd be gold. But regardless, you're a reporter, so it's on the record, and that's good. But Tucker's saying, Tucker told you, and this is big news. Tell folks what Tucker told you.
Well, this is confirmed. What Tucker said confirmed what we heard at dinner, and what we heard is that they were talking about the fact that there are fewer delegates this year turning up to the Bilderberg conference because a lot of them don't want to come because they don't want to be seen to come and because of the security, and they think they might get seen, so they're not turning up. And I heard Jim Tucker say that. So what you've got a situation there where this meeting is they don't want to be seen to be a Bilderberger. I mean, what on earth does that tell you about the meeting? And what does it tell you about the fact that, you know, this the amount of guerrilla journalism and the amount of interest on the online community and, you know, what few journalists have been reporting about this, that kind of pressure is building and it's turned into a situation which is untenable for people, some of the delegates to come along. So they've turned their back. And
well, what about 94? Hillary Clinton got a $400,000 fine for violating the Logan Act as a in the White House. And then in 2006, we know Hillary was in Ottawa. She lied about it. And here came a U.S. diplomatic armored limousine, and they pulled into the underground parking garage, and then it left a few hours later. And then later we confirmed Hillary was there. So, I mean, it's just incredible. And Madeleine Albright in 2008, there's actually photos of this online that activists shot. I was told, because, you know, we were all around the perimeter bullhorning and yelling, and there were people, so it was a several square mile area, so I didn't see it, but I saw the photos. She drove in a Volvo, and even though it was 200 yards in or so, because this place in Virginia had, you know, woods all around it, it was, you know, quite a park area around it, and they had police and others and Marines and plainclothes guarding it, that she ran in and panicked and then ran back out. And there's photos of it. So, I mean, they are scared to death of the people because of the type of criminal stuff they're discussing in there. They know. I mean, they're acting so guilty.
I know. It's like Bilderberg has become a dirty word. And I don't. If it's one of those questions, if it's not a bad thing, why not just go? I don't understand. You know, if it's just a thing that people are just having a nice chat, or if they're strategizing for the good of the world, then great. Why not just have those strategy talks, and why not just invite the press, and maybe even ask a few intelligent people who what they might think about it. Maybe ask some members of the press. Maybe ask the members of the public. Let's talk about the how to steer our humanity to a better place. But maybe that's not exactly what's being discussed.
Now, you talk about being the last person in the hotel and them running you and your wife out with security. Describe some more what happened inside as they closed the gates.
Well, it's my wife is she's got some nerves. I was much nervier than she was. She decided to just drag her heels. We were checking out. We were about an hour late checking out. They kept ringing the room, and I was going, for goodness sake, we have to go. And she's going, no, this is fun. And she got to reception, and then she said, oh, do you mind? I've really got to print something out. They said, oh, yeah, okay, yeah. And so the concierge accidentally sent her right in. This is when they were putting up the trestle tables. It was really, they were getting everything just ready. All the guests had left except us. And my wife Hannah goes and sits down right in the middle of the engine of Bilderberg at a computer terminal, and suddenly she's spotted, and this extremely stern Dutch lady turns around and says, take her to security, take her to security, you know, and they got pretty nasty with her. You know?
Remove this slave!
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.